We continue our learning Leili Nishmas Hindel Bas Eliyakim HaKohen David Ben Menachem Murushim Lecham Yaakov Ben Pinchas Eliyo. We're in Shviyas Perek Hey Mishnah. At the beginning of the fifth Perek, we're going to be speaking about white figs, Benos Shuach. And the interesting thing about, the interesting feature about Benos Shuach is it's a tree that grows these particular figs, but it takes 3 years for the fruit to actually ripen from the time that they emerge, what we call Chanata, until the time that they ripen, until the Bishul time. Gemara Avodah Zarah and Daf Yudal, it actually says that at first, the fruits of the Benos Shuach actually didn't have, was not included in the laws of Shemitah at all. We didn't have to worry about the laws of Shemitah, and only later on we had to. Why? Because initially they felt that the laws of Kedusha Shvius on fruit would only affect fruit that would have Chanata and Bishul, ripen, that would emerge and ripen within the same year, within the Shemitah year. Obviously, white figs, which take 3 years, were excluded. Later on, the halacha changed, and they decided that there would be Shemitah, Kedusha Shvius on all fruits, including these, and it was that they felt that they could they found actually a source in the Chumash for this, because in Parshas Behar it says Shabbas Shabbason. The double language can teach that the kedusha of the Shemitah year can extend even beyond the Shemitah year, even into future years, and therefore can apply to white figs, which may emerge during the Shemitah year but only ripen 3 years later. Says the Mishnah, Benos Shuach. These species of fig, which take 3 years to ripen, Shvius Shelahem Shnia. Says the Mishnah, their Shemitah year is actually in the second year of the cycle. What does it mean? So during the second year that follows Shemitah, or the second year that follows, not the year that follows, but the second year that follows Shemitah, when the fruit finally ripens and it's picked, now the laws of Shemitah apply to it, because as the fruit has its Chanata, the initial emergence of the fruit, what we call Chanata, that happened during the Shemitah year. So therefore, its third year, which begins 2 years after the Shemitah year, that's when it has the special laws, Kedusha Shvius. The Mishnah then says, Shehein Osos L'Sheloshanim. Because it takes them 3 years to grow. Yushamli actually says that fruit in this we'll see emergence every year, but it takes 3 years to ripen. So you could have, you look at any year of this Benos Shuach tree, so if the tree is mature, it's going to have fruit that was there, that actually emerged 2 years earlier, and is ripening now, is in the Bishul ripening stage. It could be, there could be fruit on it that actually emerged a year before, and completely new fruit. So during the second year after the Shemitah year, the fruit that emerged during the Shemitah year now has Kedusha Shvius 2 years later. And then what would actually do in order to distinguish this fruit from everything else, to know what was the Shemitah fruit, during the Shemitah year, they would actually tie a ribbon on it, with a colored ribbon, as it was emerging, and this way they would know. And the fruits of each year had a different color ribbon, and that's how we would know which fruits were from which year. Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Omer HaParsos, which is another type of fruit. Some say it's a species of fig, which actually takes 2 years to ripen. That's what the Bar Tanura says. And others say maybe it's even a type of date. Others claim it's a Persian fig. Either way, this the mission of Rabbi Yehuda comes to say, well, if you have these parsos fruits, which take 2 years to ripen, so then the Shemitah produce would be considered Shemitah in the eighth year. It emerges in the Shemitah year. So now when it ripens, which is the following year, that's when it has Kedusha Shvius. So that's what he says, HaParsos, Shvius Shalahem, their Shemitah year, so to speak, their Kedusha Shvius is on the fruit during Motzei Shvius, during the eighth year. Shehein Osos L'Shteishanim, because it takes 2 years for them to ripen. Amrullah the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, lo Amruela Benos Shuach. No, there is no halacha by any other fruit, only Benos Shuach do we have such a halacha. We know it takes 3 years to emerge. They say that the parsos actually are classified by the year that we of Lakita, when we pick them, just like vegetables. The fact that, you know, when we speak about, oh, when is the Chanata, that only applies to the white figs. Mishnah Beis. Hatomin es haluf bashvius. Luf, we've mentioned way back, luf is a type of onion, and a person is burying luf in the ground. Now, you need to preserve the luf. for use much later, and then putting it in the ground would allow you to preserve it for the future. And people commonly would store their onions in the ground. But the problem is that people might think, if I'm digging into the ground to store it, maybe I'm digging in the ground to plant. So the Mishnah tell us that you need to put enough there that people know it's very clearly that he's putting it for storage and not for purposes of planting during the Shemitah year. So Atominas Aluf Pashfias Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Yifchos Misasayim Ad Gova Shlosha Tfachim. You can't put less than 2 sa'ah of luf of these onions, which is 12 kav. We know each saw equal 6 kav, so this is 12 kav worth. This is 2 saw, and it has to be a height of 3 tefachim, and then the tefach afar al gabav. In addition to that, you have to put a tefach worth of dirt on top of it. The top layer, you cover with the dirt, a tefach in height, and that covering will actually be, will indicate that the luf is being placed in storage. So the width, the height, the amount, the height, and the dirt on top will all take care of any marasayin problem. Chachamim omrim, you don't need that much. Lo yifchos me'bas arbas kavim. 4 kav is enough, which is a third of what Rabbi Meir requires. Still there, that's enough for it to be considered looking like storage or not looking like planting. Ad gova tefach. One thing, it doesn't have to be 3 tefachim high, also a third of the height. Only a tefach is sufficient. The tefach offer al gabav, but regarding the amount of dirt that you use to cover it, the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Meir, it's going to be a tefach of offer that you cover with. Then Mishnah concludes, v'tom no bimkom drisas adam. And where do you bury it? In a place where people are trampling. If people are trampling this area, so how will that help? That will help by preventing any sprouting, so that people will be very clear that the person was putting it there for storage and not for planting. Even if he had intention just for storage, but if you see it sprouting, then maybe a marasayin problem. You put it in a place where people are going to tread on it, then everybody knows that you're putting it there for storage.